Finally, Sunday, May 16th, again, the moon in Cancer. By this point, the moon has moved far along enough to where it will come to a conjunction to Mars in Cancer. Mars in Cancer, like I mentioned, for Saturday, May 15th, can represent this defensive warrior of home and family, okay? With the moon connected there, this can manifest in that, in a defensive stance of what you consider home, but it can also manifest in this inability to manage our emotions, okay? Mars is a fire energy. Mars is active. Generally, Mars in a water sign can feel uncomfortable. So in that discomfort, there tends to be a reactionary expression of the energy. Okay, so just be aware of that and understand that if you are reacting to situations, to certain moves in the family dynamic or even movement at home, this can manifest in something as mundane as too many people in your home and you perhaps not even wanting them there, or having to visit someone that you feel obligated to visit that you don't necessarily want to. Look, a lot of us get caught up in situations like that sometimes. I completely understand, no judgment here. But what that means, the reaction that can come from us if it manifests in that way, it usually means that we are not meeting our own needs, that we are not checking in with ourselves and seeing what we need in order to not be reactive to life circumstances, okay? If you find yourself not wanting to leave your home and not wanting to go to someone else's home, if that's what you're feeling that you're needing emotionally, honor that. Honor that, defend it, but not in a way that is aggressive. It doesn't have to be aggressive. It just has to be something where you take your stance, okay? Now, the moon in Cancer, remember, I mentioned Mars in Cancer having an in conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius on Saturday. The moon then joins it. So listen to that Saturday description of Mars in conjunct that Saturn energy so that you understand what that's about, and understand that the moon meeting that means that we're going to feel much more emotional about it. There's going to be an emotional investment that we feel as we're defending something or as we're standing up for something, okay? Now, the moon in Cancer also creates a trine to Neptune in Pisces on Sunday. It's again, it's moved far along enough to create that trine. Trines are easy energy, if you will. This is because whenever there's a trine, the two planetary bodies tend to be in the same quality sign. In this case, it's Cancer, a water sign, Pisces, also a water sign. This is beautiful. If your weekend is filled with a lot to do or filled with family dynamic and family interaction, honing in, coming back to self, coming back to present moment, saying a meditation, saying a prayer, anything you need to come back to self so that, again, you are not reactive, you can respond to certain dynamic, this is beautiful. Neptune in Pisces is there. So what that tells us is that we can always come back to that spiritual side to us, to that connectedness to source that can help us calm down, can help us breathe and approach certain situations in a much more, in a calmer way, in a way where we can actually say what's on our heart, say what's on our mind without emotional imbalance. Okay, so I hope this is helpful. Have a great, great weekend and look out for next week's lessons. Talk soon. Bye-bye.